12th parak of Parah, 8th Mishnah. Logan shel chata shenit ma'achayiv nit ma'teicha. Mashkim, liquids that are only reaching the tuma, cannot be matama kli. Mitrabaran, if they touch the outside of the kli, they're only matama the outside of the kli, not the inside. But if it's a kli that's going to be used for the paraduma waters, there are machme that even this tuma drabaran is matama the inside also. Matama is chaveir, but chaveir is chaveir afil haimeya. And one kli can matama another kli, even though generally one kli cannot be matama another one. There's another chumra, agavi the kelim, or for this purpose. Hazug va'invel chibo. The bell and the ringer inside the bell are considered one thing. In other words, if you sprinkle the paraduma water on the two of them, even though it hit one of the two of them, as long as they're connected, it's considered one unit and it's inside the whole thing. Kush shel roiven. It's part of the twining implement, which is made out of a stick in which the thing that's being twined is winds around it, and there's some hook on the top and some weight on the bottom. That you should not be mazen one of these parts or the other ones independently. You know, there's a stick and the weight that you put on the bottom is the pika, the weight you put on the bottom is considered two separate things, and therefore you cannot do hazon one for the other one. Bimhiza Musa. It says b'diyevit, it does work. Shel pishtan, if it's something that's made for twining flax, then is chibur. Over there, it was always used as one unit, and therefore it's considered one unit, even though it's made up of two parts. O shel arisa, the hide which is put on a cradle for a child, which was generally connected to that cradle. Shemachuba, the pikos chibur. Yeah, it's connected to the frame of this cradle, it's considered one unit, and if it becomes tummy mace, it's enough to be maza in one of the two parts. A malbin, a nechiva, like the tumah, like the tire. Talking about a bed, that so they had a malbin is some type of little plates they put underneath the legs of the bed so they shouldn't rot. So that's those plates that are put underneath the legs of the bed are considered a separate entity, and therefore if the bed becomes tummy, it doesn't automatically matama them. And also the tire, if one's matayah the bed, it's not only automatically matama that chilek. Kol yod is a kelim hakaduchas chibur, a handle of a kli which is made in the fashion that the metal goes into the wood, then it's considered one unit. He says even if it's made in another fashion, that the handle has a protrusion that goes into the kli, that's also considered mechuber.